rich love stories. They've long captured the hearts and minds of readers and viewers all over the world. From Jane Austen's timeless romances to Shakespeare's passionate tales, these stories are full of emotion, drama, and love. They frequently examine the complexities of relationships, the ups and downs of life, and the profound connections that bind people together. Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton's love story is one of British history's most fascinating and tumultuous. Their romance, characterized by intense passion, dramatic highs, followed by incredibly dramatic lows. It's the epitome of the classic British love story. Grand, captivating, and unforgettable. He described her as a true miracle of construction, while she called him magnificent in every sense of the word. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor's tumultuous relationship included 2 marriages, 2 divorces, which completely exemplifies their fiery and destructive love. Their fascinating partnership began from starkly different backgrounds. Elizabeth Taylor, born in London to American parents, was a child star, raised on sprawling English estates. Richard Burton, born Richard Jenkins, a Welsh resident from an old mining town, rose from the humble beginnings to become a renowned actor. Burton, the 12th of 13 children, was taken under the wing of his schoolmaster, Philip Burton, who became his mentor and inspiration before eventually adopting him and giving him his new surname. Their paths crossed on the set of Cleopatra in Rome in 1963. Elizabeth Taylor, she was already a star, having won the Academy Award for Best Actress for Butterfield 8 in 1960. Burton, a well-known stage actor with numerous Shakespearean roles, was also making a name for himself in film. Their on-screen chemistry in Cleopatra was sparking an off-screen romance that quickly drew media attention. Their screen kisses in Cleopatra were famously long. That definitely showed everybody that there was a passion that went far beyond the camera. They were both married to other people at the time, thus making their relationship scandalous and newsworthy. The two of them married in March of 1964. It was one of Hollywood's most talked about relationships. Burton's extravagant gifts to Taylor included some of the world's most famous diamonds, including the 33.19 carat Krupp diamond and the 69.42 carat Taylor Burton diamond. Elizabeth Taylor reciprocated with equally lavish gestures, including impulsively purchasing a Picasso on Bond Street. Their combined wealth enabled them to amass an impressive collection of luxury items, including multiple Rolls Royces, a private jet, the yacht Kalisma, and properties all over the world, including a house in Hertfordshire countryside. Taylor's frequent stays in London's Dorchester Hotel prompted the installation of a pink marble bathroom in the Harlequin Suite by request. Despite the glamour, their marriage was fraught with complications. Burton's insecurity and struggles with fame contrasted with Taylor's more experienced handling of the spotlight. He wrote to Elizabeth frequently, even when they were in the same house, emphasizing the intensity and volatility of their relationship. Their dynamic was famously exploited in films like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and The Taming of the Shrew. This is where their real-life tensions complemented their on-screen performances. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf earned Taylor her 2nd Academy Award for Best Actress and demonstrated their ability to transform personal conflict into compelling performances for the world. Burton's frequent infidelities, though, often with women Taylor knew, exacerbated their marital problems. His excessive drinking made it even that much worse. It all resulted in public outbursts and private turmoil. Elizabeth Taylor was humiliated. She filed for divorce in 1974. However, their passion returned, and they remarried in 1975. Elizabeth expressed optimism for the future, stating that they were stuck like chicken feathers to tar, and that the best is yet to be. Unfortunately, the same problems did persist. The drinking, the fighting, the jealousy, the infidelity, which ultimately resulted in a second divorce in 1976. Despite their separation, their bond was still very strong. Elizabeth Taylor revealed that Burton wrote to her until he died in 1984. He wrote in one of his letters, "You are probably still the best actress in the world," which is also, in my opinion, the most painful thing to be. After reflecting on their relationship, she admitted that, quote, "In my heart, I will always believe we would have been married a third and final time. We were madly and powerfully in love from the moment that we arrived in Rome." Their love story, filled with intense passion and equally intense conflict, is still one of Hollywood's most iconic and tumultuous romances. And their legacy exemplifies the powerful and often destructive nature of their love. These are Interesting Things with JC.